We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome in to this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Hum Kombucha. And we're joined by Travis Chalk, a name that I've been reading about and hearing about, and we've even talked about recently on Beaver Baseball Broadcast, Travis, with the release on March 22nd, the official agreement announced about baseballism coming to Goss Stadium at Coleman Field. And as we conduct this conversation with you, it already has come in terms of the debut with the Beavers playing at home in this midweek series against San Diego State, the Utah Utes in this weekend. This is, I assume, the fruit of long-time ongoing conversations between Oregon State Athletics, the baseball program, yourself, and your partners at Baseballism. So we'll get to that in a moment. We're very excited to be partnering with you at Oregon State, but we need to start from square one, baseballism.
Okay.
My daughter Lydia and I loved being back there in Omaha, and we purchased some of your gear. Loved that you had a presence at TD Ameritrade at the College World Series when the Beavers were winning the national championship. But still, there are a lot of folks in our world who've asked me, what exactly is baseballism? I mean, who are you? How did it come to be? So let's start from there, Travis. What, in essence, is baseballism before we get to how you ended up connecting with Oregon State?
Yeah, so it's kind of a cool and unique story. The four founders, actually, we were all U of O grads, and we played club baseball for the U of O. And during the summer, we started a youth baseball camp. And for lack of a better name, we called it Baseballism. I bought the domain Baseballism back in 2006. And we started this youth baseball camp. We were in Eugene, of course, and we didn't have a D1 team at the time. So there wasn't a large baseball presence in Eugene while Corvallis was just going off winning championships. And so we started this youth baseball camp and taught kids baseball, but we made these sweet camp t-shirts that just had our logo, Baseballism, across the chest. And so we ran the camp from 06 to 07. Had to go our separate ways and get real life jobs after 07. But everywhere we went, people would be like, where'd you get that shirt? It's just a Baseballism across the chest. We go to bars, go shopping, wherever we went, where'd you get that shirt? And so I was working at a baseball academy at the time. This is in 2012 now. And I sold a run of shirts. And I made a run of shirts. They sold out in 2 weeks. I'm like, guys, I think we got to do something about this. And so we started out in my garage. We did a Kickstarter campaign. We're successful. Rolled out the website in 2013. And it's just been a crazy ride ever since. So now we have 8 stores. And we're excited to definitely be a part of the Oregon State tradition in Goss Stadium now.
8 stores. So glad you're here. We'll get to that in a moment with respect to Oregon State and a licensing agreement and so on. But where'd you get that shirt? Where'd you get that shirt? Leads to working out of your garage. You outgrew your garage. Tell us a little bit about the traffic, the trucks coming, and the neighbors saying, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? How did that kind of take How did that take shape, Travis?
So basically, we were shipping all our online orders out of my garage. And, you know, at first, it was just 1 or 2 orders a day. And then it would be 3 or 4 orders a day. And then all of a sudden, we were getting 30, 40 orders a day. And I'm like, guys, like, I physically cannot pack stuff in my garage because we have so much stuff in there. It was like, when you get into my garage, it's like climbing through a spider web. You know, you're like jumping over boxes, you know, folded shirts. It's also our photo shoot area. So me and my buddies are taking pictures of each other in my garage. And so I got to the point where we had pallets being delivered to my garage. So like an 18-wheel truck's coming and delivering shirts to my garage. And I'm like, guys, we got to get out of here because my neighbor's trying to hate me. Getting real contentious here. So we eventually moved to a space in downtown Portland where we kind of started our first HQ and fulfillment facility and showroom. And so we were there for, I want to say, 3 years, and then we finally moved to the 23rd area in the Pearl in Portland.
2215 Northwest Quimby in the Pearl. But Travis Chalk, our guest on this week's Beaver Sports Podcast. John, you have a question about all of this?
Yeah, Travis. I'm reading an article about baseballism on sportsatthebeach.com, and it says here, after 2 years of camp, the camp you referred to early, the founders went their separate ways. One became a teacher, one a military lawyer, one a sports sales rep, and one a finance manager. Which one are you?
So I'm the teacher.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm the creative guy. I actually have the least sophisticated skill set, I guess. But I come up with all the ideas, and the other guys take care of me.
And there's one other question on that. Someone had said that one of you guys is from Monroe. Is that right?
Yes, that's Kalen. So he was a military lawyer, and he was one of my best buddies. When I got to the University of Oregon, he kind of took me under his wing because I'm originally from Hawaii, and, you know, you go to U of O, and you don't have a lot of friends. Not related to anyone in the state, but he kind of took me under his wing. So he's our lawyer / logistics guy now.
So Travis, all of these orders are starting to come in. What did you have then? What shirts were you sending out, and how did the brand develop and the other things? And then you get into Fenway and Oracle Park and Wrigley. I mean, before we get to Goss Stadium at Coleman Field, then what began to happen as the growth that you've described began to occur and getting into Major League Parks, TD Ameritrade, et cetera?
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with us, we're a baseball lifestyle apparel brand. So we don't make, you know, team jerseys. We don't make helmets. We don't sell gloves. We make stuff for people who love baseball that kind of want to show their love for the game in kind of a humble way. So it's T-shirts, hoodies, caps, stuff like that. And so when we started out, we made a couple graphic tees that really took off for us that kind of went viral. One was 6 + 4 + 3 = 2, and it just has a math equation on the front of the shirt. And the other one was live life like a 3-1 count. And I think from those two shirts, it kind of catapulted us into a larger audience that would not have seen us otherwise if it wasn't for those two shirts.
Live life like a 3-1 count. Was that your idea? It resonates, but what does that mean to you when you hear that?
Well, to me, I made it up early on, and obviously I played baseball, but to me it means, you know, live life in attack mode. Like, you don't want to live in fear. You don't want to let opportunities go. You want to be protective of things. You want to swing away. And so to me, it just means live life, you know, aggressively and take some risks and look to hit the ball in the park.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And I'm sure there's much more you could come up with like that.
I mean, it's an ongoing discussion, and that's why that shirt's so good, because it means different things to different people.
Yeah, it does. Because for me, you know, I hear that, and I've loved the game my whole life since I was 7 years old. So that's 53 years worth, Travis, a little longer than you and your partners at Baseballism. But for me, that's always meant broadcasting a game that a hitter now can get exactly what he or she wants on a 3-1 pitch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does that mean, I mean, you know, live it, attack, be in an attack mode, be aggressive. If you get what you're looking for, go, man, go, right? I mean, go after it.
Yeah, you're looking for one pitch, yep. Yeah.
And I agree with you, Travis. I like swing away.
Yeah.
That whole attitude. If you're going to get something good, swing away.
So then what happened? So lifestyle, I mean, the love of the game, your logo itself, how did that come about? The Bambino, it's unmistakable that this is Babe Ruth's classic swing and follow through on a swing. How did that come into existence, and how did you get an agreement to do that?
Yeah, so when we started the brand, we decided, okay, we have this Baseball's Own logo, which is a text logo. We decided we needed some kind of graphic to kind of express who we were and kind of tie in America's pastime into, you know, Americana in general. And, of course, Babe Ruth is probably the most iconic baseball player of all time. And we were just like, how can we incorporate this, you know, in an appropriate way that also shows, hey, this is America's pastime. And so we fiddled around with a bunch of things. And I just remember this moment where I took the American flag and I planted it in Babe Ruth's hands. I was like, guys, check this out. And everyone was on board. It just tells a story of who we are with one picture. And so we settled on that. And eventually we came to agreement with the Babe Ruth family. So we have their blessing, and we pay them a licensing fee every year. So they love us because they sit on the couch collecting checks, and we're making a good name for Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to find them. I mean, I'm lawyers, I guess, to track people down when there's money involved.
That's awesome, Travis. Travis Chalk joining us, the CEO of Baseballism. So in the release from Oregon State Athletics on March 22nd, it begins Fenway Park in Boston, Oracle Park in San Francisco, Wrigley Field in Chicago, TD Ameritrade in Omaha, now Goss Stadium at Coleman Field. So tell us about those other iconic places in the world. And now Goss becomes, from what I understand, maybe you can clarify, but Oregon State and Goss Stadium becomes the second Baseballism location in the Pacific Northwest, and your first licensing agreement in a collegiate stadium with a collegiate brand in Oregon State. What about, how did all of this evolve from the major league parks I cited now to Goss?
Yeah. So our actual first true brick and mortar store was in Cooperstown, New York.
Okay.
And that kind of stemmed from me coaching. So I have a lot of coaching background. I coached at Lincoln High School, coached the U of O club team back when I was in college. Of course, coached a lot of youth teams back when I was in my mid-20s. But I knew that because of my coach in Cooperstown, that there were hundreds of teams that come every week, not just for the Hall of Fame, but to play in tournaments in Cooperstown, New York. And so when we made a decision to open our first brick and mortar, I was like, guys, there is nowhere better than Cooperstown, New York. There's nowhere to go besides this one street where everyone goes shopping, and you have our people, our direct consumer audience, going there on vacations, ready to spend money every week. And so that's how it kind of started. And then from Cooperstown, we said, hey, what other iconic places are there where we can open Baseballs and stores that tell our story of, you know, the rich tradition of baseball? And Wrigley Field popped up, and then you get, you know, Fenway Park. So places like that really make sense for baseball people, where baseball people travel for vacation just to check things off their bucket list. That's where we want to be. And so to circle all the way back to Oregon State, there's no better collegiate team to start off than Oregon State for us, because one, we're from here, you know, we live in Oregon, the local team for us. And also they were the number one team in the country last year. They won, obviously, the defending national champion. So what better place to start than somewhere at home and with a team that's on top? So it tells a great story for us, and it helps us also, you know, get back to a place where we live currently, and three of our founders grew up.
Travis Chalk joining us here on this week's edition of the Beaver Podcast, with Baseballism coming to Goss Stadium soon at Coleman Field. This podcast, of course, like all of them, has been brought to you by Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis and extend your stay and take all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game. Stay to play. Travis, will you regionalize any of your logos? I know you or you know what you put on things, because you know, you're all four of you guys are from the state, and then two, you can regionalize it to all the different locations that you're selling in. But I'd love to see some things eventually. I'm sure your creative minds will come up with something that's unique to our state with some of your stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So at each store we have, at each location, about 20% of the store is things that are unique to that location. So, like, for instance, in Fenway, we have a Hit a Homa shirt with a H-O-M-A-H. So it's like kind of a Boston slang term. Right. We'll have some Green Monster stuff there, too. Actually, in Goss Stadium, we'll have a Goss Gotham shirt that's only available in Goss Stadium. So if you want that shirt, you can't come to Portland. You have to go to Goss Stadium and go get it. So we're definitely gearing things towards the Beaver fan base, and I think it's going to be a really good relationship.
Travis, Goss Gotham, that's a phrase that we've thrown around. We've heard it from the guys the last couple of years and going 56-6 and 55-12-1. Goss Gotham comes up a lot. Did you pick up on that? Did somebody share that with you? How did that, as a specific idea, get generated to sell at Goss?
So I met Andy Jenkins, the assistant coach for OSU, a few years back through a mutual friend, and we've been talking back and forth ever since. And obviously, he was a big part of why we're at OSU, because we have that relationship with him, and he was able to expedite the process. But he told us a few things that happened in Goss that only Goss people know. Like, for instance, we have the rally train, we have Goss Gotham. So those are things that only, you know, pretty much diehard Oregon State Beaver fans and also just baseball Beaver fans know about. And so we wanted to incorporate that into our lineup to make sure that, you know, this is just not a generic brand that's just, you know, printing licensed gear. We really care about, you know, what's going on there, and we want to dig into the history and the tradition of Oregon State baseball.
Last couple of things with Travis Chalk, brought to you in part by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution. You were telling me before we rolled tape, so to speak, that you were off to Asia. Now, is this a vacation? Is this a business trip? What do you got going on? Can you share anything
it's
with us on that?
A little bit of both. I mean, I'm blessed to live in a job where watching baseball is part of what I have to do. So we're actually going to Japan, and we're thinking about opening a store there in the next 2 or 3 years. And so just to learn the baseball culture, what do you have to do? You have to go to baseball games. So I'm going to Japan for a week, and we're going to watch 3 or 4 games. We're going to meet with a couple buddies who actually play in the professional Japanese league, learn from them, and just see, you know, is baseball even viable in Japan, which we hope it is.
You know, I know when there's – in the world of the NBA, I'm sure it's the same with the youth in Major League Baseball. It's all about having the stars know about your stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're in these ballparks. Yep. Are you getting guys that are tweeting about it? It's all about social media. Are stars like a Trout or Harper, are they tweeting about baseballism?
So we've been fortunate enough for guys to actually, they've been wearing our stuff before we even opened these stores. Mm. So for instance, we had Carlos Rodon buy something. He's the ace for the White Sox currently. And he actually bought stuff from us while he was in college. And so we saw this order, and we're like, okay, Carlos Rodon. We're like, hey, you know, once you graduate, let us know. We can send you some stuff. And then we've had guys had, like, Justin Turner on the Dodgers. You know, he's the face of the Dodgers right now, him and Kershaw. But he's been wearing our stuff for the last 2 or 3 years, and he's just been organically wearing it. So it's been really positive for us, because when people see guys wearing it, and they're not just wearing it because someone's paying them to wear it, they're wearing it because they like it. Mm-hmm. That free marketing has been, you know, a big part of why we're here today, is because those guys, the guys who play the game at the highest level, appreciate what we do. And that's, you know, it's an honor for them to feel that way. And it helps us in marketing also.
As we close, Travis, the store, the baseballism location has opened. It's going to be open now at Goss Stadium at Coleman Field. For fans who might be listening to this, who haven't been to the ballpark, is there a place to go online and look and see what kind of Beaver-oriented gear that you're talking about is available? Are there some other things you could tell us about that are being sold at Banners down the left field line at Goss?
Yeah, so right now we're only at Banners in Goss Stadium, so you'll have to go to a game or know someone that went to a game in order to get our stuff. We actually did so well our first night last night, we decided to send all the inventory we have in Portland to Goss Stadium, so... which is a good problem to have, but also bad because you can't get in Portland. But, I mean, it's been really hot out of the gate. So, right now it's just Goss Stadium. We plan to have stuff online also, but we're playing catch-up right now.
Okay, and so the stuff, Goss Gotham, that went well then apparently last night. What else did you say? I'm sorry, what else went well with
So
with...
we've got Goss Gotham. We've got a Benny the Beaver on a Goss Stadium shirt. We have a fitted and snapback Benny logo licensed caps that have the old school Benny the Beaver cap that everybody loves. We've also got a Pat Casey shirt, which the coach signed off of. So we got a Pat Casey shirt that has one of his his quotes on it that says the number one enemy of great is good on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And that's real popular too. And we've got a couple women's items on the way also. So we've got something for everyone there.
Is the Pat one a silhouette or a picture, or how do you know it's Pat?
Yeah, it's a silhouette of his face. It has his number on it, and we have really good artists here, so you'll know it's Pat when you see him.
Well, Travis, congratulations on it. This is just a wonderful story for, I will say, the Beaver State. We thank University of Oregon, people who play club ball at Oregon, to see and understand and respect what Oregon State baseball is. I know there's always a rivalry, but it sounds like with Andy Jenkins and Coach Casey and what the Beavers have done, that this is the right kind of relationship for your company to have in Corvallis. We really appreciate you guys looking at it that way and getting kind of putting us in a category of first. And I hope there's many more to come, but it's awesome to be associated with you. Thanks for taking time for us.
Oh, I really appreciate it, guys. And when we were playing club ball at U of O, we didn't have a D1 team. So back when I was in my dorms, I was rooting for Darwin Barney, Kevin Gunnarsson, Andy Jenkins and company to win that national championship. So it's an honor to be in Goss Stadium, and we definitely have so much respect for what the Oregon State program has done over the years for baseball.
Thank you, Travis.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks for what you're doing, too. Have a safe and, I hope, fertile, productive journey over in Japan.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing more as the years and seasons roll by. Congratulations to you and baseballism. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, guys. You guys have a good one.
Thank you. Travis Chalk, the CEO of Baseballism, which is now, it has a presence at Goss Stadium
and Coleman Field. All right, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Oregon State College of Business. Being a Beaver has its perks. Oregon State University graduates are already qualified for a scholarship towards earning an MBA. The Beaver for Life Scholarship is designed specifically for alumni interested in boosting their career trajectory. Visit mba.oregonstate.edu/beaver today.
And as I mentioned, Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend for Beaver Nation. Again, another Beaver State company, as is Baseballism. And I think we're going to all see it. And in fact, get down to Goss Stadium at Coleman Field, home games the rest of the way this year and beyond to check out the Oregon State oriented, handcrafted in that sense too, with love for Beaver Nation and the love for Beaver baseball as well. So our thanks to all of you for listening, and look forward to seeing you sporting that Baseballism gear around town. Hum Kombucha, visit Corvallis, the Heat Pump Store, and Oregon State College of Business, making possible all of our podcasts this season. We'll have another one again next week. Thanks for joining us. See you soon at the ballpark. For John Warren, this is Mike Parker. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon, for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.